Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pemegang visa sementara dan pencari suaka yang tidak memenuhi syarat untuk pembayaran pemerintah sekarang dapat mengakses bantuan keuangan darurat jika mereka mengalami kesulitan selama penguncian COVID-19 saat ini. Pemegang visa sementara dikeluarkan dari program JobKeeper pemerintah federal pada tahun 2020 yang lalu. Tahun ini, pembayaran bencana COVID tersedia untuk beberapa pemegang visa sementara yang memenuhi syarat yang kehilangan pendapatan mereka karena perintah kesehatan. Namun, masih banyak yang belum tercover oleh jaringan pengaman ini. Kepala Program Migrasi Palang Merah Australia, Vicky Mau, mengatakan banyak orang berjuang untuk mengakses kebutuhan dasar.
We've had situations where people are living in cars. We've had a lot of issues around homelessness or people couch surfing with friends, for example. We've had situations where parents are unable to get the school supplies that their kids might need to study at home. And other situations where because many of them don't have Medicare, medicine's quite expensive. And it also might have been that private health insurance has lapsed in the meantime because they're not bringing in the income to pay for it.
Vicky Mau mengatakan Palang Merah Australia membantu orang-orang yang menghadapi kesulitan ekstrim selama penguncian COVID-19.
So the emergency relief that's currently available through Red Cross is for people who are on temporary visas who don't have access to things like Centrelink and income support. It's also available for people who have uncertain visa status. They might not be sure what visa they're on or it might have expired. They're also able to apply to Red Cross for emergency relief.
Individu dan keluarga dapat mengakses antara $200-400 dalam bantuan satu kali untuk memenuhi kebutuhan mendesak mereka seperti makanan dan obat-obatan.
Now they're not a huge amount, but they're certainly enough to address needs in the short term like food or medicine or a contribution to rent or utilities. So you can go to redcross.org.au emergency relief and that will take you through to links where you can apply for that emergency relief. And all you need to apply, if you have them, your visa details. If you don't have them, we'll contact you to confirm. And a bank statement evidencing, for example, that you're in financial hardship.
Sejak dimulainya pandemi COVID-19, pemerintah federal telah menyediakan dana tambahan sebesar $160 juta kepada hampir 200 badan amal dan kelompok masyarakat untuk memberikan dukungan kepada orang-orang yang mengalami kesulitan ekstrim. Gary Page adalah koordinator bantuan darurat di Settlement Services International. Ia mengatakan layanan berada di bawah tekanan yang lebih besar kali ini karena permintaan dukungan yang lebih banyak.
Some people are doing it incredibly tough because they've lost their work and whatever, but they still might be residing at a very nice house or whatever, and they're just falling further and further behind in rent and mortgage. On the other hand, there are some places that I've walked into places and I wasn't sure if I was at the right place because I thought it might have been a condemned building.
Settlement Service International atau SSI menerima dana pemerintah dan swasta untuk memberikan dukungan kepada pemegang visa sementara dan para pencari suaka. Manajer layanan pencari suaka organisasi, Margaret Brickwood, mengatakan ada peningkatan permintaan 50-100% dibandingkan dengan penguncian tahun lalu. Ia mengatakan aturan penguncian telah mempersulit orang untuk mengakses dukungan di beberapa tempat.
Because of the whole 5-kilometer radius rule thing. So it means that people within the community are not able to travel outside of their local zone to be able to get food. If you're going to, you know, St. Vincent de Paul or looking for that emergency relief support, then they're often not as close to home. There's often not one of those within your 5-kilometer radius.
Relawan SSI mengirimkan makanan dan bantuan lainnya kepada keluarga dan individu pada hari Selasa dan Kamis di Sydney dan sekitarnya. Brickwood mengatakan bantuan yang mereka berikan telah berubah sejak dimulainya penguncian COVID-19.
With our care packages, we're still trying to do deliveries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's got like food staples in there and just your basic needs of milk and bread and those sorts of things, but it's also got pre-prepared meals in partnership with OzHarvest and Colombo Social as well.
Sejauh ini sekitar 160 ribu orang telah menerima bantuan darurat melalui Palang Merah Australia. Sementara bantuan keuangan darurat adalah bantuan sekali saja, namun Vicky Mao dari Palang Merah Australia mengatakan bahwa mereka mengatur dukungan pekerja kasus bagi para korban kekerasan rumah tangga dan kelompok orang-orang yang rentan lainnya.
People who are experiencing family or domestic violence, and we've had a lot of people come forward for emergency relief in that situation. So I just wanted to make sure that people were aware that if you are experiencing that, that is a legitimate reason firstly to leave your home and to seek support. But also if you go onto the Red Cross website, there is a specific program to support people again on temporary visas without access to income support or on no visa who are experiencing family violence to also get additional support through that.
Bantuan darurat diberikan oleh 197 penyedia dengan lebih dari 1.300 outlet di seluruh Australia di mana masyarakat dapat mengakses layanan. Daftar lengkap tersedia di Department of Social Security's Grants Service Directory. Jika Anda atau seseorang yang Anda kenal mengalami kekerasan dalam rumah tangga, hubungi 1800-RESPECT. Jika Anda dalam bahaya, hubungi 000. Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai bantuan bagi para pemegang visa sementara yang disusun oleh Syamsir Kind dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.